Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home. We love our Canadian rootsy rocker singer songwriters, and one that we love perhaps more than any other, certainly as much as any other. Hello, sir. How's it going? Do you want to say anything? Are you tired? We have a co-host today, but he's mute. He's forgotten how to speak. You sure you don't want to speak? Okay. I'll fix that in a second. One guy that we've been a huge fan of since the very beginning, and it really has been pretty much the very beginning of the solo career. We were the first ones in Winnipeg, I believe, to have a copy of this, his debut solo record, courtesy of our pal Allison Green in Victoria, who was in the know early on and shipped us a copy of the debut, the original indie release of the debut. And we've been a fan ever since, and I've followed him here, there, and everywhere, and I've always liked what he's done a lot. There's been great stuff on every record. But you know, his best record, in my opinion, was a while ago. Something called Everything Is Real. I love that record. I think it's terrific. But I think it's changed. It's a pal, Leroy Stagger. Did I mention that? He's got a brand new record called Love Versus, and it is absolutely stellar. Now, the last record that he put out, Dream It All Away, was kind of a slower, mellower, introspective kind of record, and beautiful and lovely and wonderful. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking it at all. But, you know, I like a little rock sauce in my Leroy Stagger. And the new record, it's full of rock sauce. It's just, it's mixed right in there. It's a swell thing. I got to hear a bunch of it live in Germany last year at the Static Roots Festival. And I tell you, it stands out even better. If you haven't got a copy yet, buy yourself a copy of Love Versus from Leroy Stagger. We're going to play a couple, who knows, maybe even the whole thing. I love it so much. Play a couple, a few anyway. But something interesting that I noticed is that old Stagger Lee, he went and plagiarized himself on this record. One of the tracks that really jumps out at you is a song called Enemy Inside. And I listened to it and I went, wait a second. Didn't he already release that song a while ago? And, well, kind of. A couple of years ago, 2015, he was part of this radio station contest thing where a bunch of songwriters got put into boot camp, and they were supposed to write and record songs together and stuff. And Leroy hooked up with a guy named Mike Edel, who is also terrific, and they released a terrific song, which I absolutely loved. If you've got the best of 2015 compilations from last year's Pledgerama, you've heard this song as well as another from Mike Edel. I want to play it for you again, and then I'll play a new song from Leroy Stagger that sounds remarkably similar. You listen for yourself. You tell me. This one is called Hello, Hello, Goodbye. It's by Mike Edel and Leroy Stagger on Tell the Band to Go Home. Not from the new record.
The clouds that fill my cup, Turn on the world and turn the volume up. As the rain it hits my face and the morning comes too late, and I don't need you like I used to. It's always hello, hello, and then goodbye, goodbye.
This is Leroy Steger. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM Radio. Rock and roll.
Changed.
I don't feel so great. Why's he always trying to block out the sun? When the barbs come out, I come on. What's she ever really done to help us? Besides to criticize the way we love. What's she ever really done to help us? What's she ever really done? What's she ever really done? Baby, you know I got this head full of
baby, you know I got this head full of blues.
Ay Caramba, I just love this record. It's just, it's one of those ones, as soon as I listened to it, I wanted to listen to it again. And now that I've heard those three tracks again, I want to listen to it yet again. Why don't you pull that microphone over there and say something for a change, instead of just playing video games.
Hi.
Yeah, hi, how's it going? That's it? That's all we get? I didn't even have the microphone on in time, so we cut off part of the hi. Can you try it again?
Huh.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for coming down here. Nice to see you. All right, then. Glad we got that out of the way. That was Little Brother there from Leroy Stagger's new record, Love Versus. Before that, we heard the title track, and we heard Enemy Inside, which sounds remarkably like the song we heard before that, song that came out a couple of years ago called Hello, Hello, Goodbye, from Leroy Stagger and Mike Adell. So maybe Leroy just wanted to cut Mike Adell out of the equation and keep that awesome melody for himself. I don't know. Interesting stuff, though. And it was just announced this past week that Leroy and his amazing band will be at Dauphin Country Fest this year. Those poor suckers. Hopefully someone can put on a decent show for them while they're in the area. And it has to be before Country Fest. That's the rule, okay? So if you can make that happen, that'd be great. What are you doing? No, don't want to. Okay, well. All right. What are we going to play for you next? I had an idea, and then now it's flown out of my head. Do you know what I'm going to... Oh, yeah, I know what I'm going to play next. We like to occasionally celebrate the birthdays here on the show. I'm not very good at the obligatory Facebook message on your birthday. In fact, I'm really terrible at it because it just seems so ridiculous and insincere. But every once in a while, when our favorite musicians have a birthday, we like to help them out and you know, show them some love. And that is the case with a pal of Leroy Stagger's. In fact, Leroy's produced a couple of his records now and recorded them. Hi.
Why does my apple taste like hand sanitizer?
What's that?
Why does this taste like hand sanitizer?
Did you put hand sanitizer in it?
No, you must have.
No, I even washed it before we left the house.
I'm going to wash it again.
Okay. Apparently his apple tastes like hand sanitizer. At least you know it's clean. No germs. That's good, right?
What?
Well, if there's hand sanitizer on it, then there's no germs.
But that tastes terrible.
Well, at least it's... Okay. Go wash it if you want. No?
Ow.
Oh. Having a rough day? Okay. It's John Ward Hanum's birthday today. We love our John Ward Hanum for sure. Our old pal from Fort McLeod, Alberta, now living in Lethbridge along with Leroy Stagger. And it's his birthday today. So why don't we play something, well, maybe even a couple, maybe, I don't know, a few things from old John Ward, because we love him. From his latest record, Love Lives On, recorded by and produced by Leroy Stagger. Why don't we hear the title track? Yes, I think we will. This is John Ward Hanum on Tell the Band to Go Home. John?
Town, all she brings, sky high hopes and broken wings, small time players and big league dreams, all her promise and her misgivings, from here to there it's still miles, cowboys and Indians still pick fights, everyone knows where you hide the key, everyone talks about your dirty laundry. Thank you.
warms our hearts when the walls are cold. Dressed her up in paint and flowers. She ain't much, but she's all ours. The wind howls and the whole thing shakes. Windows rattle and the baby wakes. The drain won't drain and the pilot won't light. The goddamn breaker blew again tonight. But not like this. I'm her old man. She's my missus. Love's a deal sealed with kisses. She's a sight for weary eyes. She gets teary when the hero dies. Bright as the moon, sweet as a daisy. She swears like she's in the Navy. She gets mad when I make her worry. When I'm gone, she says, hurry. And I carved our names in the old oak tree for all of the world to see. When we're dead and gone, love lives on. I want them to know I love this girl. This guitar of mine, it don't shine, but it stays in tune. Well, most of the time, she's just wires and some old plywood. But this old guitar sounds pretty good. Oh, pretty good, not half bad. It ain't the best I could have had. Oh, pretty good, that's all she'll be. Okay, it's pretty good, it's good enough for me. And this heart of mine could be a stubborn mule and a son of a bitch and a silly old fool. She gets weak when the time gets long. When it comes to love, she sings out strong. Oh, pretty good, not half bad. It ain't the best I could have had. Pretty good, that's all she'll be. Oh, pretty good, it's good enough for me. Love of mine ain't hard to please. She says she loves me like she loves to pray. But I drive her crazy right to the brink. Around the bend, oh, and then to drink. Oh, pretty good, not half bad. I ain't the best she could have had. Pretty good. for her. This land soaks into your skin, settles somewhere deep within, like hard rain from above. Son, I cannot tell a lie, but just between you and I, she's got a hold stronger than any woman's love. And I've seen years with no rain, and I've seen years when the summers brought hail, and I've seen years when the wind was blowing hard from dawn to dusk, blew my pastures into dust, but I wouldn't train one single day, spend my time any other way, any other way. I was young, didn't know enough, when I rode Scotchman's Bluff with my Emily. Now who kissed who I don't recall, but I married her that very fall. Seven kids in all she gave to me. And I've seen good times roll, and I've seen bad times take their toll, and I've seen times when everything was so damn hard that it could just take a man from boom to bust, but I wouldn't trade one single day, spend my time any other way. And I first rode when I was four, I don't ride much anymore, and my old felt hat looks tired. But old cowboys don't die, some they just put their eye on the setting sun, and they ride out one last time, ride out one last. One last time. Oh, I've seen the seasons change out here on the range. I thought of leaving, but there's no point in trying. She's been my lady. She's been my lady for some time. Spend my days in the West. I can't imagine any other life. When you lay my body down, we'll put it in the prairie ground, somewhere deep inside. And I've seen days when I thought I've come far, and I've seen days when that all fell apart, and I've seen days when I thought that everything was so unjust. I made a fist and I yelled a cuss, but I wouldn't trade one single day, spend my time any other way. And I first rode when I was four, I don't ride much anymore, and my old felt hat looks tired. But old cowboys don't die, some they just put their eye on the setting sun, and they ride out one last time, ride out one.
Howdy, this is John Ward Hanum from Fort McLeod, Alberta, telling you to tune in to the greatest singer-songwriter program on the radio today. Tell the band to go home on 101.5 UMF.
I was young, didn't know enough, when I rode Scotchman's Bluff with my Emily.
Thank you. feeling alright. Sitting here just watching you. But there's a smoke in your eyes. It's keeping me from joining you. But don't stop, cause it will soon be easy. Now we'll still be here. And I won't stop, cause everything that frees me, just with you there, just with you there, yeah. Tell when you hurt, you've been crying inside. There's a bruise on your heart. I know that you've been trying to hide. Don't hide it anymore. Don't stop, cause it will soon be easy. Now we'll still be here. And I won't stop, cause everything that frees me, there's with you there. When you need to find me, just you call my name. I don't need your words, as long as you're beside me, beside me.
Like me, pebbles in a never seems enough of it to find. No, but are we so blind? We don't believe the end of time will come for each of us. Cloud moves through the east, darkens of the sky. People wonder why. Like me, pebbles in a sea that has smoothed away grown ability to see the signs. Can you see the signs? Nor the signs. Can you see the signs?
Hey, this is Ron Hawkins. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM.
Well, you've been under my skin for more than 8 years. It's been 8 years of laughter and 8 years of tears.
That is the modern day current lineup of the Lowest of the Low. A song called "The Kids Are All Wrong." There, and the Lowest of the Low now features our pal Brian McMillan, who's celebrating a birthday today. Born on this day in 1974, a very good year, I found. We heard a couple more tracks from Brian McMillan in solo mode from his album Let the Darkness Go. We heard a song called Signs. And from his tremendous 2009 album Shine, you heard Turn the Radio Up. That album was so good that he'll never release another album. Just once you hit the peak, I guess you just quit. I don't know. He's played with a bunch of other people, side guy mode. Now, I guess part of the Lowest of the Low. But I don't know. I'd love to hear some more of his music. That Shine record is pretty great. So happy birthday to Brian. Also happy birthday to our old pal John Wart Hannum, who has visited the Sunset Saloon a couple of times. I'm hoping that we can convince him to come back to Winnipeg someday, but after the whole times change debacle a year or two ago, it's not looking good. That's all I have to say about that, because some of you refuse to buy advance tickets, and sometimes that makes people nervous enough to decide not to come to Winnipeg. So you blew it. Oh, well. Hopefully we can get him at the Trout Forest or something one of these days. We heard Scotsman's Bluff there, the first song that really grabbed me by the throat when he showed up here with Dave Lang one time. I hadn't heard of John, and he played that song, and I was a fan for life right then and there. We heard that from his album Pocket Full of Holes. We also heard something off of his first record that he did with Leroy Stagger, Brambles and Thorns. We heard Pretty Good. And from his latest record, Love Lives On, we heard the title track. Happy birthday to those two gentlemen today. I screwed up again, because I often do. There's a big show coming up this Friday here in Winnipeg, and I've got tickets to give away, and I left them at my house, which is problematic. So if you want to come to my house, or you want to work something out, or you want to pick them up here on Thursday or Friday, I guess. I have some tickets to a show coming up on Friday at the West End Cultural Center. It's going to be a gooder. Features the Reverend Rambler, who's always a ton of fun, and a guy who Eugene is just crazy about, and I know other people are as well. I know it's going to be a terrific show. The guy is coming from Minneapolis. His name is Charlie Parr. Why don't we play a track off him? And if you want to work out how to get some tickets or come down on Thursday or Friday, you can give me a call. 204-269-8636, 269 UMFM from the album Stump Jumper. This is Charlie Parr on Telebandigo. Look at that. People are calling. I guess they want to come over.
Goes deep. I hunt for survival. I burn the ground where I sleep.
That is Charlie Parr there with a version of the song Manifold by Devil in a Woodpile from the fine compilation While No One Was Looking, toasting 20 years of Bloodshot Records. As soon as you're done playing with it, I can turn it on, but, well, stop touching it. Okay. Before that, we heard Charlie Parr from his album Stump Jumper. We heard Falcon, and Charlie Parr will be in town on Friday with the Reverend Rambler at the West End, and our pals Rob and Laura will be there. Hopefully you will as well. Jeremy, I'm getting angry. All right, what did you want to say?
Bye, everybody.
All right.
Or whoever's watching.
Listening, yeah.
Bye, Grandma, or people.
Yep. Did you want to wish anybody happy Easter or anything?
No.
No, not really. Did you want to welcome Skippy and Chelsea? And Chelsea's in her bumblebee outfit today. I guess she's been listening to some Blind Lemon this week or something. What's your narrative today, you crazy kids?
Days of the week.
Wow.
Monday, Tuesday,
yeah,
Wednesday.
I'm familiar with the days of the week. Thanks, Skip.
You weren't sure, right?
Yeah. I'll be back on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Still About the Radio. Next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., Tell the Band to Go Home. We'll return. Stay tuned for What's the Narrative. Waxy's Dargo, Comfort Cafe, and whatever else comes on after that. I think it's Swing Radio after that, isn't it, Skip? Does that sound right?
You bet.
You don't know. Okay, thanks for being here. We will be back.